Welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Well, it's fancy you. Please take your seat. Well, this is fancy, isn't it? Could do with one up in London. We got our car, Helena. We take it out there, okay? If you could turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 2. I've just come back from Malaysia. I was over there for a couple of weekends. And for those who know Clement Lee, he was here several years ago. He wants to send his regards to anybody who does know him. It was a great time over there. I was taking several church events, plus a major thing with leaders that I was asked to go and do, and that was quite significant. There was some key people there, and I believe that what God has begun over there will continue. When you do a leaders' conference, it's not something that you're looking for instant results. You're looking to put a seed into people's lives, ideas into people's lives, so that they can then take hold of what God is wanting to give them and to apply that then into the leadership roles and responsibilities that they have. And so I'm continuing to pray that the seeds that God sowed into the lives of those leaders will come to fruitfulness. And I ask you that you'll join with me in that prayer, because it is so important that we see the church of God arise, not just in this nation, and boy, do we need it in this nation, but in every nation that God wants to touch and reach. And we all know that every nation is a nation that God wants to have his people who are going to reflect who he is in every situation and circumstance. So please pray for the church in Malaysia. I was in a place called Ipoh and a place called Sitiawan, and both of them were great times, and did go on to an island resort, but we won't do that. I won't talk about that. My wife's here. Obviously, at this moment in time, we are, as a church, reading through the book of Mark. Obviously, for those people who are just visiting, since January as a church, each month we as a church together have been getting a card like this. And we have had a chapter a day that as a church we're encouraging everybody to read, so that when people come together and chat, the revelation that God gives to each one of us, we can really have a banter, we can discuss, we can chat. Wow, God revealed this to me. Wow, that was exactly the same that God spoke to me yesterday about. And it's things like that that we want to encourage you. And in this month of July, we're going to be reading initially through the book of Mark. And I just want to just pick a couple of things out in the time that we have this morning. And in chapter 2, it says, once again, in verse 13, once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. Just leave it there for 2 seconds. I believe that God is saying that to each and every one of us. That God is saying, follow me. And I believe that when God says, follow me, he wants us to let go of everything that is hindering our following of him. There was in a sense, God showed me something several months ago, about getting lost. And I just believe God's saying, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. So that's why I'm asking you to follow me. I don't want to lose you. So I want you to keep your eyes fixed on me. I don't want to lose you in the crowd. I don't want you to be lost in the political systems. I don't want you to be lost at work. I see you, and because I see you, I want you to see me, and I want you to follow me every day of your life. Amen. I do not want you to get lost. And I know that Clive told a similar story, but Helena and I were on the underground about 3 weeks ago. And it was quite crowded. It was about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. And so it was really, really crowded platform. And we literally just got to the platform when a train was about to leave. And on the train, again, it was very, very crowded, but just as the doors were about to shut, an 11-year-old girl took a step off the train, the doors closed, and Grandma, who was looking after the girl, was still on the train. Obviously, Helen and I had seen this happen, and so therefore we took the girl and we had to then make a decision. Do we get onto the next train or do we stay on that same platform and wait for the grandmother to return? We did the latter, and it only took about 5-10 minutes. She was 11 years old. She couldn't speak too much English. She was from abroad, but at that moment in time, you know, you could see the white face were, you know, grandmother on the train. She is on the platform and the train's pulling out. You know, there is situations, I believe, that affect every single one of us. Where we, if we're not careful, we can lose our way in the things of God. I went to a golf range yesterday, and I haven't done that for a long, long time. And it's quite exciting. Golf, if you're not into golf, then you don't understand that when you hit a ball and it goes sweetly straight and long, it's a fantastic sound that the ball hits when the golf ball hits the ball. And when it sails straight, it's amazing. And then when you try and you think you're standing at the same point, the club's in the same position, and then you're hitting it and then it goes off to the left or to the right, it says, what difference have I done? And it's then frustrating. Then you have another go and it's two or three things that goes left, right, and then it goes straight again and it encourages you. But one of the things that, you know, as a golfer, one of the things you have to do is keep an eye on the ball so that your head doesn't move. Because if your head moves, your shoulders start to move. And as soon as your shoulders start to move, the ball goes into different directions. Why am I telling you that? Because I did enjoy it, actually. I did. Because some of the shots were going quite a long way. I noticed some. But, you know, one of the things that that story of the girl just reminded me something. You know, again, God doesn't want me to lose my way. And God doesn't want you to lose your way. And I believe sometimes in life, things can happen where we lose our focus. And when we lose our focus, just like the golf ball, you shift your focus, and therefore, instead of going straight and true in the way that God intends, we start to veer off to the left or right, which is not God's plan and purpose for us, because he doesn't want to lose us. He wants to keep us, in a sense, holding his hand. You know, when Amy and Murray were in the crowd, we told them to stay close. We still do. My younger daughter's here, so yes, stay close to us if we're in the crowd. But we do. We want them to stay close. Why? Because we don't want to lose our children. And some of you as parents, you would know this, that, you know, you get into a situation where there's a big crowd And sometimes your child can get distracted by something, you know, in a window. If they're a teenager, it could be a girl that walked down the street. It could be women. It could be a window where there's handbags or shoes. There could be all sorts of things, you know, at this moment in time. If you're walking down the street and there's the TV and Wales football is on, you might get distracted. But in a crowd, it is so easy to get distracted by the things of life. And God sometimes sort of is moving on, and suddenly we've focused on something different that is taking us away from the purpose that God has for each one of us. So simple, so easy to do, but before we know it, we turn around and says, okay, where is everybody? Where are people gone? I'm lost. And I believe God is saying that there's people here that just need to have, a readjustment. And it's like that, you know, golf where, you know, you hit, you know, two or three really good hits and then two or three not so good. It's not that you are completely away from God. It's just, I believe God is saying, I want an adjustment made, because you can see that if you don't keep focused on me, then you could go left or right. Negativity. You know, again, please, this is not a political statement, but I have seen so many negative things on Facebook recently. And please stop it. That is not the kingdom of God. That's not how we as God's people, God's children, should be behaving against other people. That's not to say you have an opinion, but your opinion needs to stay as your opinion. And not criticize or judge anybody else, because that can take you away from the purpose that God has for your life. And that is part of a positive kingdom that God is wanting you to speak, proclaim, write about, whether it's a Facebook comment, a Twitter, or an Instagram. We should be the ones that are speaking positive over each other. We should be the ones that are talking about how God is wanting to see his kingdom advance in this current situation. God's kingdom is the only stable environment that we have at the moment in time. Politically, we are all over the place, in all parties. But when we as Christians, and I've seen some terrible comments online of judgment, criticism, having a go at one another, and sometimes that's even Christians. Let's not do the enemy's work on his behalf. Let's not do that, because we can lose our focus. That's not where God wants us to focus. God wants us to focus on his kingdom. God wants us to focus on what he has planned for our nations. And that's just doing that enemy's work, undermining, digging the knife into people. That's not God's purpose. And if we are into any of those negativities, then please, I'm saying this all seriously, we need to have that adjustment, because at the end of the day, we could begin to get lost into a world of negativity that God has never planned for you. And therefore, sometimes you can get into a situation where you suddenly isolate yourselves. And, in quotes, you're lost. Whereas God's heart for you, every one of you, is not to lose you. But he needs you to follow him. Amen. It's not a question about, okay, God is just going to wait, twiddle his thumbs, waiting for you always to respond to him. He's on the move. He's moving forward. But you have to understand that, you know, in the crowd, you know, sometimes the crowd's moving forward as one. And if you go to the left or right, you can trip up, you could fall over. But just when my daughters either fell off the bikes, or they fell over, or I broke their arm. Oops, I did actually pull the elbow out. And I broke my niece's arm, so don't give me children. But one of the things that, you know, sometimes you do, because you don't want them to lose, you grab hold of their hand, and in a sense, you're pulling them along, and even if they suddenly fall, because they've got hold of your hand, you know, even if they start to stumble, the father prevents them from falling. And so, you know, in all of these scenarios, it's just like, I don't want to lose you. I want you to have hold of my hand so that when things do happen and when you suddenly do trip up or we get things wrong in a little bit because we've had a little bit of focus on something else, then quickly, because the Father is there, we don't fall. But even if we do fall, I'm talking about my daughters, but you know, when they shout help, I hear that help as a father. And our Heavenly Father has a lot better hearing than I do. And when we cry help to our Father, He's right there with His hand held out, saying, okay, put your hand into mine. And let's get on with this journey together again. It's not about that we're going to live this life where everything is going to be amazing, it's going to be perfect, and we're not going to fall over and hurt ourselves. I'm afraid in this walk, we all know it, situations happen. But what we need to do is make sure that when we do fall, or we're about to fall, we've still got hold of the Father's hand so that it prevents us actually from falling. But even if we make that mistake of letting go of His hand for even a moment or two or three, we cry help. The Father will be there and He will put His hand out. We put our hand in His and He will say, okay, let's get up. Dust yourself down and let's get moving again. Why? Because He doesn't want to lose any one of us. He wants us, as the scripture says, come, follow me. And Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him immediately. I keep thinking that's amazing. There he is doing his job. And immediately he let go of absolutely everything to follow Jesus. I think that's a challenge to all of us, actually. That we need to make sure that we've let go of everything that could hinder our journey with the Lord. So that we are truly following Him. We are truly staying close to who He is. And that's why this daily reading plan is important as a leadership here. We, you know, believe that this is what God wants us to do. Why? Because we don't want you to lose your way. And we know that this is the greatest guidebook in the whole of the world. And if this guidebook, and we keep reading it, we keep applying it into our lives, examining it, applying it into our lives and praying over it, we know that it will be less easy for us to get lost. Because we are constantly applying His directions into our lives. It's like the signposts. You know, some people, my wife actually is amazing. That if we have to find somewhere, she's brilliant with directions. I know that's not the case with everybody. But the Bible is the greatest signpost book ever, if we want to put it that way. It gives you direction for the whole of your life. But one of the things that He wants you to do is to make sure that you're in His hand, focused on Him, so that you can follow Him and not lose your way. God doesn't want you to lose your way. The other thing that I wanted to really pick up on, again, just reading from Mark chapter 3 this morning. And it says, another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hands, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply depressed at their stubborn heart, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. And then it goes on to crowds following Jesus again. I believe that God is wanting... I believe the word is action. I believe God's word is full of action. He doesn't want it to be left on the pages that we read, but he wants us to start putting some of these things into place. And I believe that there are people, I'm not saying that anybody's got a shriveled hand, but I believe what God said is that if you have any pain in any of your ligaments, can you please stand up? That's what the word said. That's what Jesus said. Stand up in front of everyone. He spoke to that person. So I believe God spoke to me, and I believe he said that anybody with ligaments, it may be hands, legs, any ligament, please stand. Because I believe, not me, but I believe God is going to reach out his hand and touch you. Why? Because I believe that the word... God wants to act upon the things that he says. And he doesn't want to just have things written on a piece of paper and remain there. So let's just pray. Father, Lord, you see every single person standing. You see exactly what their need is. And so, Father, I ask you that you will just fulfill your word on the Sabbath and heal them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You want to take a seat, please. And I want to hear of the stories of what God has done in just that last couple of minutes. And we want to hear from the Thanksgiving cards what God has done, because he deserves all the glory. And again, at the end of the day, I'm putting my hand in his. I'm following him. And therefore, I want... in a sense, for you to do the same, so that wherever and whatever situation that God takes you into, whatever environment that you're following him. So far, I'd like all the house parents to stand up, those people who work at home, looking after their children, whether you're male or female. Could you all please stand up, please? Great. We're just going to pray for different people's the group, but I believe that at some point every single one of us will have stood up. But one of the things that God told me to do was to, in a sense, ask you, are you prepared to follow him in the situation that you are currently in? As house parents, as those responsible for the home and looking after the home. God is saying, I want you to follow me. And I believe that God's saying to actually all of you that are standing currently, and we know that there's others in the church that are house parents. I just believe God is saying that he sees you. And he honors you for doing this particular role at this particular time. I believe God's saying, I honor you for doing that. I believe God's saying, I want you to do it to the best of your ability. Why? Because you're following him and you're following his example. So, Father, I just ask you for all of these house parents. Father, those who are taking the responsibility to look after the children and the house and the welfare of those situations. And so, Father, I just ask you, Lord, that as you see them, Father, Lord, that you see this role and this function as being something so important, so significant in their lives. I ask you that you'll grace them. And Father, that you will enable them to see that they are following you. And therefore, as they are following you, Father, you have things planned and prepared for each one of them. And Lord, I just pray that their eyes will be open to what you show them and reveal to them during this season of their lives. And Father, that their ears will be attuned to what your Spirit says in order for them to never lose, oh Lord, that direction that you're asking them to walk in. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you're in business, if you want to take stand, if you're into in business in any way, could you please stand? God wants you to understand that in your business world, your life, that's where God has placed you to reveal him. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to now go and preach tomorrow, but your life is your message. And as you follow him, then God will want you, all of you that are standing, God will want you to be available to him so that you can do what he asks of you. So I want all of us, in a sense, all those standing at this moment in time, just saying, Lord, I am choose to follow you, just like Matthew, who was a tax collector. He was a person who was in the income revenue. And he had a situation where Jesus said, follow me. And I believe that in all of our situations, God's sort of saying, are you prepared to follow me? And each one of us needs to be able to say yes or no to that question. But in the following me, it's just like, okay, Lord, tomorrow, or even today, tomorrow, Lord, whatever you choose for my life, I don't want to lose my way, but Lord, I want to follow you. So, Father, I just thank you for these people in business. Lord, I just ask you that you will grace them in the situations that you've placed them in. And, Father, Lord, that they will be truly followers of you. Lord, that in their lives, in their situations, the people they meet, whether they're directors or whether they're just people who work for managers and directors, Father, in every single situation, I ask you that we will be people who truly will follow you. And Father, Lord, therefore, we will do everything according to what you show us. We will be diligent at work. We will work in an excellent way. Father, we will speak positive things in, oh Lord, to our directors, the business owners that we work for. And Lord, that we will be the example that you want us to be in this work. Father, I just praise you. I worship you. That as we truly follow you, we put our hands in yours, we won't get lost. And so, Father, I just thank you that none of us will lose our way. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you're into retail, if you want to sit down, if you're in retail shops or anything, could you please stand? Again, God is saying that I placed you in those locations to represent my kingdom here on earth. And in your lives, I just believe God's saying, follow me. Follow my example. Follow my lead. But to follow me, you need to stay close to me. And therefore, he's just encouraging each and every one of you to stay close to him. So, Father, I just ask you for these people that are currently standing. Father, Lord, that in the workplace, those areas of responsibility that they have, Lord, I just ask you that you will keep their eyes fixed on you. Father, that they will truly all forsake all to follow you. And in forsaking all, I just pray, Lord, that in every situation and circumstance, you will lead them and guide them, and that you will grace them every day to be your witness in those situations. In Jesus' name. Please, if you want to sit, if you're in education in any way, shape, or form, could you please stand? Again, for me, in education, in situations like this, this is so important that God's calling you to follow him. God's calling you to follow him. And as you follow him and you put your hands in his, in every situation that you come across, that you face, possibly the people that you're teaching, those engagements, the conversations, all of those things that happen around education, whether you're learning or whether you're teaching, whether you're responsible or you're responsible to somebody, God's saying, follow me. Follow me. So, Father, I just ask you that you'll grace everybody within education. Father, Lord, that in every place that is represented by people standing, whether they're teachers or being taught, Father, I pray that you will grace them to follow you every step of the way, that they will have the wisdom of what to teach, when to speak. Father, Lord, being taught that they will have, oh Lord, a mind that will receive things that are taught so that, again, your name will be glorified by the outcome of their lives. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you will grace each one of them to follow you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like to take a seat. Obviously, anybody in professional work, so social work, accountancy, anybody within in things like that, the professionals, the thing, because I've noticed that Jugby hasn't stood up yet, so... So, Jugby, you've got to stand up. You're in social work. Sorry? Public sector. Let's put it that way. Public sector. Okay. In the public sector, sometimes you're interacting with people all the time. And God, I believe, wants you to reflect him. And reflect him is... in your manner, the way you are positive in the outlook of life. And so, Father, I just ask you that as we follow you, Lord, you will give us a positive outcome in every situation. Father, Lord, Father is sometimes in difficult situations, difficult cases, or things where you have to challenge. Lord, I just pray that there will be a grace, there will be a mercy. But Father, there is a wisdom too. And Father, I just pray that there will be a discerning in each situation they find themselves in. So Father, that they know truly what the path, the journey, oh Lord, that you are wanting them on. So that they do not lose their way. They do not lose the peace in each and every situation they find themselves. So Father, I pray that a grace will be upon each and every one of them. Father, Lord, to keep hold of your hand, to keep fixed on you, so that they continue to go on the direction, on the journey that you have for each and every person. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to take a seat, anybody else who have not prayed for, please could you stand up? Oh, it's Kingdom Faith. No, no, no. I just believe God's saying, I see you. I see you standing. I see what you do. You're not insignificant. You're not insignificant. And God wants to continue to see you grow and develop. He wants you to be on the path that He has chosen for you at this moment in time. And as you follow Him, you keep your hand in His, He has promised that He will then direct the course of your life. So, Father, I ask you for all of these guys that are working in different ways in different sectors of society. Father, I ask you that you will grace them. Father, Lord, that you will give them the ability, Father, to see what you want them to see and hear what you want them to hear. And Father, as they keep their hand firmly in yours, Father, I ask you that you will direct the course of their lives, that you will bless them in an abundant way. Father, because I believe you're saying, I see you. I see who you are. I know you by name. And I have a purpose for your life. So, Father, I ask you that you will grace each and every person standing at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Could you all please stand? Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you don't want any one of us to lose our way. Father, I ask you that you will forgive me for any time where I got distracted in whatever way by anything. Father, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. And Lord, I just pray that that will be a prayer on all of our hearts. That if we feel a little bit lost today, Father, we will quickly come back and say, help. And Father, because you've shouted help, Father, we just place our hands in yours because you're reaching out to take hold of us, to pick us up. And Father, as we keep our hands in yours, Father, I thank you as we dust ourselves down. Father, Lord, that you will continue to place us step by step on the journey that you've planned for each and every one of our lives. So, Father, I ask you that you will help us all to never lose our way because we keep our eyes fixed upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.